I invite the congregation to open up to Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. That's chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" Then the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They will also answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
So thanks, Tim, for reading our scripture this morning. So this part of the service will have a different feel to it. And we're actually going to be hearing from different youth on not only their perspective in Alaska, but also some of them will be talking about their perspective of youth group in general. Some might speak of, okay, this was my first year in youth group. Some of them might speak of, we'll have two seniors, Taylor and Ray, speaking of their overall youth group experience as seniors graduating, and just look back on how God's been at work throughout their youth group experience for 4 years. Thanks for your grace and taking a look at the slides. I know the youth were excited to take a look back at those pictures, and I just want to highlight one of the things that you did not see on there. So you saw Beans Cafe, the work that they were doing in the kitchen, which was homeless outreach, preparing meals for morning, noon, and night for homeless in Alaska. Then there was one called Remade, and that's where they were refurbishing old furniture for community outreach. And then you saw pictures of our youth in the park playing with younger kids, and that was basically what we call a pop-up VBS program, where we would go out to a park and have a little basically VBS session each day. But one of the things you didn't see on these slides was the homeless outreach, and that's because we really can't take pictures of the youth with these people who they're evangelizing. But if you talk to the youth, for the majority of them, I would say that was probably their favorite activity throughout the week. And so some of them are going to be talking about that today. I know Avery couldn't be with us this morning, but I'm going to speak on Avery's behalf when we get to that point, and that's something he talks about. But I encourage you to go up to the youth and ask them about the trip and how it was, and specifically ask them about that homeless outreach and evangelism they did, because if you talk with me and the sponsors, I mean, we'll tell you that they were rock stars. They did incredible, and they were extremely courageous and bold for the Lord. But I invite you to just check out their experience as well for that. So we'll kick things off with our first testimony and hear from Tess Berge.
Good morning. I will be sharing about my first year in youth group. Coming into freshman year with the youth group was a fairly easy transition. I knew others in the group already, so coming to Sunday school and church every Sunday is something that I look forward to. When I walk in the door, everyone welcomes me with saying hello or cracking a joke. Adding to this, the sponsors always go out of their way to make others feel loved and comforted. Not only does the group have a bond that is always growing, but also the best sponsors ever. Crazy enough, they took 40 youth to Alaska, and surprisingly, we made it all back. They put time and effort into our group, so we have fun, and most importantly, grow in our faith. One of the best things to see is the sponsors laughing and almost having more fun than the youth at church events. Whether that was watching Jen Clemens play cards at 11 p.m. and laughing so hard it made me laugh, or watching Kyle, Anthony, and Noah fry over 2,000 eggs and randomly hear Kyle screaming about something. The sponsors are never-ending fun and are always there to talk to us and help us grow our relationship with the Lord. A few ways I've seen God at work in their youth group include seeing new people join and form relationships with others and hearing the ways they have grown in their faith since they came to our church. Even when old sponsors go and new come in is another way I feel God at work. God has a plan for each sponsor, and it is cool to see how that plan unfolds in and out of the youth group. We have such a fun and big group and can't wait to share so many more memories and God moments with this youth group. Thank you.
Good morning, church. I just wanted to start off by thanking you all for your support and prayers to this amazing group I've been able to be a part of these past few years. Coming into this group freshman year, I didn't realize how many lifelong friends I'd make and experiences I'd get to learn from. Leadership is always important with big groups, especially when it involves so many high school kids with different ideas of fun. Whether it was getting lost in airports, shaking vans, going night swimming in a lake past curfew, the leaders were always up to the challenge of handling us. Along with fun times, there were also the deep and spiritual times. The leaders did a fantastic job of creating a safe environment for us to be able to be vulnerable. My freshman year and senior high was great, but the connection that youth have with me this last year has been like none I've seen before. Along with great leadership, willing students are also extremely important. With Kyle coming into the youth group, encouraging vulnerability and togetherness, it was bound to happen at some point. But the way it happened so quickly within these past few years is extremely impressive, and could only attest to how powerful God's Spirit can move through willing hearts. Sharing testimonies has always been an intimidating experience for many youth. I still remember my first time doing it and how nervous I was. The combination of not knowing everyone too well and wondering if my story was good enough to share were both reasons I was very nervous. As the years went on, I grew closer with the people around me who even had different interests than me. I can godly say sharing my testimony now is not intimidating anymore, and I actually kind of enjoy it. In January, I got the news from my parents that my grandmother passed away. I was on the bus on my way up to the winter retreat. The amount of prayer and support I had from not just leaders, but also my peers was unmatched. I didn't realize how important it was to have a church around me until this moment. In times like these, even going to family can be hard, but when there are friends around you who care just as much and can pray for you, it's amazing. In Alaska, I had a good time talking and praying with Jacob and Anthony about my past year and faith going into my next chapter. Going forward, all the lessons from trips and events I've experienced will not be forgotten. In Portland, I learned that God gave me the ability to be vulnerable with others enough to be able to connect with them where they're at. Through the homeless ministry we did that week, I got to use my Spanish to connect with one man, and it was cool to see how God let me use that ability. In Montana, at Big Sky Bible Camp, I learned how kids can teach you the most about faith. Through helping with some campers, I saw how their curiosity about God brought up questions I didn't even know the answers to. This encouraged me to do more reading and learning for myself. Over quarantine, we got the opportunity to go to Spruce Lake and serve in various ways. The amount of work we accomplished was only possible because of the work everyone did together. It showed me how if we put our minds to things, us as believers in Christ can work together and surely make the world around us a better place. The final big trip we went on to Alaska had many great highlights that I'm sure any of the youth or sponsors could share. The biggest lesson I received was from a man I had an opportunity to help named Johnny. His request was, he came up to us with a request of food, but we ended up being able to give him a ride to where he needed to go along with some food. While I conversed with him one-on-one about his life and situation, he kept telling me Jesus is the answer always. He would say it mid-sentence, or sometimes he would interrupt me while I was talking just to say that. I took this as a message from God that I needed to hear. With many changes this past year and many coming to me in the near future, there have been many emotions and nerves. Johnny was an encouragement to me because he was able to believe that even in the rough situation he was in, Jesus was his guide through it all. This helped bring my focus back on God after some time of losing him as my main focus, and I am very grateful. These were just a few lessons from the biggest trips I've been on, but believe me when I say each Sunday school class, each winter retreat, and each local service opportunity has taught me something. My hope is that God continues to bless this group and for growth in each person's life that joins it and continues within it. It has been truly a blessing to have this opportunity. Thank you.
So, about a year ago, I went to a Spruce Lake service trip with the senior high to help watch the younger kids. My aunt and uncle were sponsors, but I went to a different youth program. I spent a week there, and I knew something was different. Everyone had a certain connection and bond. I saw Kyle interact with everyone there, and it was so different than the program I was involved with then. When I entered high school, I decided to start attending the senior high. I established friendships and reconnected with people. The sponsors and Kyle have also drawn me closer to God with the retreats and Sunday mornings. As most of you know, 2 weeks ago, we went on a missions trip to Alaska. This trip made me closer to God by getting me out of my comfort zone, whether it was asking to pray for a complete stranger or working in a different environment than home. It helped me realize that God is always with me and he will give me the courage to do these things. Another thing that also brought me closer to God was the faith stories we would share at the end of each day. Seeing how God brought people closer to him and helped them through tough situations made me realize that God is working every day. While we were in Alaska, 6 girls, including myself, went to a women's shelter. This was a place where women could go if they needed a place to eat and sleep. We were told just to make these women feel like humans and let them know that they were loved. We were there for about an hour or so when we heard some commotion going on. One lady had overdosed in the bathroom. I saw her laying on the ground and the manager doing CPR. The ambulance came and our group prayed and left. Later that night, we found out that she made it and was in recovery. That night, my mom and I were texting about it, and she told me that I could give my sweatshirt that says, "Hope God loves you," to the lady who overdosed. I thought the idea was random and didn't think much of it. Then, the next day, a group of us were walking downtown, feeding the homeless, when my friend, who was with me at the women's shelter, looked up at the sky and saw the women's shelter we were at the other day. It just so happened that I brought my sweatshirt that day, and it was in the friend that my friend brought with us. We went in to give to the manager, to give to the lady that overdosed, but the lady was actually there. My friend and I walked over to the lady, and we gave her sweatshirt and prayed for her. This was super powerful for me because I saw God work in my own life. He made it so I was walking with that group, and so I had my sweatshirt. I thank God for that experience, not only because it changed me and helped me view the world differently, but also because it made me realize that God is working in my life, and he is always there.
So I'm going to read for Avery, who couldn't be here with us, but he sent it in, and he texted me, actually, what he wanted to share with you all this morning, and He called me after he texted me this, and he said, "Hey, Kyle, I just want to let you know, if you could just read this with a lot of passion. Don't read it lame. You know, read it with a lot of passion. That'd be great." And he actually texted me a little bit ago. He said, "I'm watching church online right now, so hopefully I can do him well." So this is what Avery shared. Alaska Missions Trip 2021. On our trip, we got to do all kinds of awesome things. Food outreach, fixing things at a store, helping and praying for others. The things that impacted me most were the homeless outreach and the faith stories that our youth group shared each night. I love praying for others and blessing them with food and water. I gave one guy a Bible, a sleeping mat, and a sweatshirt. It was awesome to be the hands and feet of Jesus. It's my heart to help others and pray for people in need through missionary work. At night, it was awesome to listen to the faith stories of others in our amazing church group. Thank you to the congregation for all your help in making this trip possible. It's a blessing, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you. If it wasn't for our awesome MYF, I would be a different person. But now I feel I have the calling from Jesus to become a missionary. Thank you so much to the congregation. One thing that I also want to share, too, and I received Avery's permission in doing this, was that on our way home, we actually weren't able to check in to our flight going from Anchorage to Dallas until actually probably a little over 2 hours before our flight. And it was actually the whole entire plane that wasn't allowed to check in at that point. And the line to get through security was already long enough, so checking in was taking long, and then getting through security was even longer, and our flight time with, before departure was just getting closer and closer. And so one thing that I did with the sponsors real quick was I told them, I said, you know what, I'm going to check in the sponsor first, and then your group, and then you guys just go through security, and we'll just do a group by group sort of thing. So that way, at least I know I was getting groups through security. And so Avery was in Bruce's group, and so Bruce's group ended up getting through before my group, which was the last one. And so we all made it on time, which was great, and we all got to, obviously we're here, and we made it home on time. But one thing I found out later from Alicia was that Avery ended up praying for a random woman in the airport that he was making a connection with. And so he found out, as he was talking with this woman, that this woman was actually flying to Dallas to go visit her daughter, who was just in a, I'm assuming, a serious car accident. And so Avery, in the middle of the airport at our gate, asked the woman if he could pray for her and started doing so. And the coolest thing about this, and one thing that it taught me, was that later on after I was told this story, which I thought was great, and I commend Avery for his boldness and bravery and strength to pray for this woman. But I actually was going through photos on my phone, and then I was going through photos on Alicia's phone, and I came across just this random video that it's just, you can't see anything of it. It looks like someone was blocking it. And here, it was actually Quinn that was taking a video by accident, our daughter Quinn. But you can hear the audio in the background. And the video was taken right after Avery just got done praying for this woman. And another stranger who saw this happening came up to my wife and was just like, "That was really special what he did for her." And you hear that woman say that. And what that taught me, I would say, was that as Christians, people around us are not only just watching our words, but they're watching our actions too. And I just wanted to share that with you all. Avery said it was okay to share that, but I thought that was really special. So Kenzie and Trevor unfortunately couldn't be with us this morning, but again, I encourage you to go up to them when you see them to ask them about their youth group experience or their trip to Alaska. But we'll move on to our last testimony, Taylor Nice.
Hi, I'm Taylor Nice, as Kyle said, and he has asked me to share about my youth group experience as a whole. So starting out my freshman year, we didn't have a youth pastor, but Pastor Josh filled in when needed. My freshman year service trip was to Portland, Oregon. Getting there was a nightmare after missing our connecting flight in Dallas, but God really helped us all be able to get there that same day, just a little later. During our week in Portland, we helped serve in a soup kitchen and did some homeless ministry. That week really helped strengthen my faith in God and see how we can be used to help others. Throughout my years, I went on as many trips and retreats I could with our youth group because I could tell those were the times that my faith was strengthened. Going into my sophomore year is when they really began searching for a youth pastor, and they found Kyle. Being honest, I wasn't the biggest fan of his just because he was someone I didn't know previously to him being chosen. I quickly found out that God put the best person he could into that position. Kyle has helped our group grow so much closer to God and each other, but I also don't think that could have been possible without the sponsors' help. I was blessed with so many amazing youth sponsors that helped me grow spiritually. Just a few weeks ago, we went to Alaska, which was amazing to say the least. They took a huge group of teenagers to fly about 10 hours, and we all made it there safely. During our week there were some hard things we had to face, but God led us through those things. During the week, I was able to do park ministry, which was like a pop-up VBS. We walked around neighborhoods looking for people to invite. Though we never found anyone, there were a few kids that would show up. I was also able to help at a local soup kitchen, packing up meals to be sent out. There was also a women's ministry that six of us went to, where we colored with the ladies there and heard their stories. The last thing we did was homeless ministries, where we made sandwiches and handed them out and prayed with people, though Kyle did most of the praying in my group. It was an amazing trip with a lot of great people. MYF has really helped me make some amazing friends that I will cherish forever. It was a really awesome 4 years.